The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on WCHL.
Tommy, Ashley, and Dewey Burt with you again. Dewey, we talked yesterday about Carolina getting by a tough Arkansas team, 72-65, to advance to the Sweet 16. So from your perspective as a former player for Carolina, what does this week hold for Carolina as they get ready for Butler in Memphis on Friday?
Everybody will get treatment, especially Joel Berry, get that ankle worked on. And whether they're going to go to Memphis Tuesday night or Wednesday, I'm not sure. But whatever it is, if it's Wednesday, they'll practice in the Smith Center for a couple days and then get out to Memphis. And Thursday, typically, we will have our own closed practice before going to the NCAA open practice, which is really just a glorified shoot around and some dunks for the fans. And you've already gotten your critical work in. Plenty of time to scout Butler. They're a good team. They beat Villanova a couple times, so we'll have to be ready. They're going to be disciplined. I would think we're more talented, more gifted, but you got to go play, and we can't have some of the mental lapses we had against Arkansas. But I think our guys will be ready, hopefully healthy, and hopefully an opportunity in the Elite Eight awaits.
The pressure of these games. There's 16 teams left. Everybody's good at this point. How much more pressure does a team like Carolina face?
It mounts with every game. There's no doubt about that, because more and more people are watching, and more of your friends that you played with in high school, AAU, the summertime, whatever, are at home. And they're texting you, good luck, I'll be watching, that kind of thing, instead of playing the game themselves. So the magnitude of the game increases each round. There's more media coverage, more responsibilities with the press, and you can feel it. You feel it inside the program, in the locker room, on campus, in the community, as the run starts to take shape, which it will do now. You can feel it. There's nothing better. That adrenaline kind of sits there in your body for the entire week as it eventually is going to culminate when the game tips off. So nothing better than going on a run with your boys, with your teammates, your brothers, and the staff. And hopefully getting over the hump against Arkansas is the start to a great run for this team.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on WCHL. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.